Good morning, Masichet Beit Daf Tet, and we're starting at the bottom of Daf Chet Amud Bet, so the very last line. So we saw yesterday a discussion about whether if the Efer was prepared for a Sveika, for Tzoa, if you could use it for Dam or not, Machlok, etc. And the Gemara carries on, Abba Rabba. There's a Masorah Shasta, which is the all versions of this Gemara, which says Rav, not Rabba, which is interesting because, you know, if it's Rab, so we've got klalim of piska locha with rabbi as well, but it would be interesting. So the Gemara is like Amar Rabba, shachat zipor me v'yomtov. You shechted a bird erev yomtov, so ein mechasin to be yomtov. Simple klal. Look at Rashi, mechasin to be yomtov. Very last lines of Rashi. Dayal lechzomi v'yom. You should do erev yomtov. Here we are. Okay, slowly join. All right, welcome. All right, you should do erev yomtov. We just started. And there's no prevention here of Simchat Yom Tov. Rashi's interesting halacha. It appears that the kisui dam is not a ma'akev. If you didn't do the kisui dam, you can still eat the bird. That's what you seem to be saying here, Rashi. Okay, we'll have to look up halacha. All right, so Rashi seems to imply here that the law mitzah tzipor b'chida, that the bird isn't asked from eating if you don't do the kabbalah. And then, so what about Gilgelisa? A person prepared dough, made dough. Gilgelisa is like kneaded the dough on erev yontif. So my frishu v'enu chala b'yomtov. You do take true of the chala on yontif. Look at Rashi. If I forgot that now in the kabbalah, we're going to learn later on the masech the elu hain mishum shvut. And my begin Chumot to Mashot Beyomtov that you can't, there's certain Israel Rabbana that you can't do. One of them is taking Chumot Mashot. Hanami Kachumot Dagan Dami, and Chale is like a Chumot, it's like taking Chumot. Sheachol Lafa Shabbat Yomtov, because again, the reason why it was Asu there was later on in the Masechti, because you could have done Erev Yomtov. On Chale, you also could have taken Erev Yomtov. Yeah, we did the Isa Erev Yomtov. Why didn't you take the Chale Erev Yomtov? Right, Rashi says, "Yeah, but I'm mikru b'dagud b'shayel afilu achim emafrish. Why you can still do it? Shelo gazru al trumat isa. Interesting halacha. When they were made exera on all these shvutim of taking truma and maser, chala wasn't part of it. Why? Sharei mutalagagla b'yomtov ulafotak lelechol patchama. You gotta bake fresh bread on yomtov. So really, you could knead dough on yomtov and make dough on yomtov because you're allowed to bake on yomtov." So you're entitled to make dough on yontif. Since you can make dough on yontif and take chal on yontif, if you made the dough erev yontif, you're allowed to take the dough on yontif. It's not part of the gzeirah. It's like you should have done it yesterday. Where, for example, the covering of dam is a little bit different because yeah, you got to make sure you got sand available, etc. So if you shechted on erev, and then we saw the Yisrael Drabanan yesterday of chafira, of bone, of ketisha, all those halachas we said that was only allowed. If it was part of Sibra Yontif, if you'd shechted the day Erev Yontif, you should have done Erev Yontif. So that's a bit of a steer over there, but two different halachas. And so the Gemara says, Avod Shmuel Amar, Afilu Gil Tzav Erev Yontif, Ein Rafish Vim Chalab Yontif. And Shmuel's father says that it's the same as the blood. If you did the dough Erev Yontif, you can't Mafish Vim on Yontif. Look at Rashi, the first narrow line. Lo etiru lafish chala. Didn't make it lavitz. Why? Ele b'issa shidgal b'yomtov. That's only with regards to issa that you made on yontov. If you needed the dough on yontov, you can take chala on yontov. Is there ev yontov? No. Avazoy el lafish b'ev yomtov. Ketrumat ha'kav shot. That you should have done yesterday. And therefore it makes a difference. The Gemara is a bit of a question over here. Because Shmuel's father is machmi. So the Gemara says, Lame pligi de Shmuel adavua. Are you saying that Shmuel and his father are arguing? Is he arguing with his father? Why do you think he's arguing with his father? I'm a Shmuel. That Shmuel said, Chalat Truma b'chutz la'aretz. When it comes to Truma of Chala, Chala b'Truma, meaning Chala, right? The Chala in chutz la'aretz. He says, Ochel v'holech. What does it mean, Ochel v'holech? V'achar kach mafish. In Chala chutz la'aretz, it's only the Rabbana. So it says over there that you don't have to first take the Chala and then eat. You can eat. And what's left over, just say that that's Chala. Look at Rashi over here. And Rafi Shemena. The law is Chala v'achachutz chul. Right? Chala shemerimin mina isa shebechutz aretz. Hoyil v'ein mina Torah. Since it's not a mitzvah in the Torah, can it come to mikidushin, call mitzvah to love a prayer, take daim b'eretz, and a noeg in the b'aretz. So mitzvah to love b'aretz are not in chutz l'aretz. So chumba, maser, chala, all these things are not mitzvah in chutz l'aretz. So, but anyhow, we are noeg chala in chutz l'aretz. Right? Even with the brocha. Ochel v'holech. You eat the whole bread, and you leave a little bit at the end, like the chalma v'shabachona. Alma hafasha ta'ashalot zorechi. So we see there it's a hafrasha shelo letzorich, but now it says mutar to do it. V'lo hafrasha v'amafrish b'yom v'lo havi hafrasha. V'amafrish yom tov enan kebetaken delitza kesharag ba'tshumot degazu b'rabbanav ibnei shenu kebetaken. So it says therefore since it's not like a proper hafrasha, normally hafrasha is you take out. And then by taking out the challah or the truma, not the challah, the truma, the maser or whatever it is, you metakein what you left over to eat. He says, here's not a tikkun. Because you've already eaten it and you just leave it over. So not really a proper tikkun. So therefore, doing challah on yontif is not a proper tikkun, he says. So therefore, he seems to say, Shmuel seems to say that you could do it. So Shmuel, he says, no, not true. Because even Shmuel would agree that look at Rashi, that if that even though you might not need the safrasha, if you did do it and you called it chala, so chala le Hashem chala v'asur lezarim, if only a coin can eat it, al meshem truma le, it's proper truma, ve'ita bichlal ein magvin truma n'mashu b'yom tov, and he would even agree Shmuel that might be in chutz la'ot to you honestly doing proper tikkun, but as a rule, if you do proper truma n'mashu and you take the chala off and you call it a name, It is like a tikkun, therefore would even be asher. Even Shmuel would probably say that if you did it properly, it would be asher. He would agree with his father. Okay, let's end of the sugya there. New Mishnah. So this Mishnah says, "Beishav omim emulichin et asulam mishovach leshovach, aval matayu michalon lechalon." So now, I don't think there were pictures there. I don't know. It would not have the pictures of the pictures in this book that we had. That maybe Mark's got a picture there. But if you can imagine like a nest, okay, like a high up, like pigeon nests. And you imagine it's like an amud, like so I imagine it, like on a big stilt, and in the top you've got like boxes with lots of little kuchim, you know, and each set of pigeons has their own little kuch, and there are a few of these things next to each other, like if you're growing pigeons, and you've got long ladders, and these ladders are suspended on the thing, and the question is, can you move the ladder from that set of nests to that, like those stilts, to that set of nests on those stilts, or can you just move the ladder around on the same stilt from holes around the side? You picture what I'm saying, right? You get an idea? You've got like this big round area in the sky. Rabbi asks, is it because of mukta or not? Let's see what the issue of here is. So Beit Shammai says that you can, from one set of nests to the other, like, but you can move the ladder slightly so that it's on that window or that window if you want to get up. And Rahilal says, Batirin, look at Rashi, why can't you do this? Right? Kesal kedatach, the Hava Mina is, says Rashi, it's a special sulam, only ladder, only for the nest. Everyone knows it's a nest ladder. The time of the Beit Shammai Asher, we'll see in the Gemara later on. And what's the chidush? Is that Beit Shammai saying it's asu when you come and you take little chicks to go and eat on Yontif? So you're planning on eating these chickens for Yontif, right? These birds for Yontif. Still, Beit Shammai says all you can do is move the ladder from like kuch to kuch, but not from one set of nests to another set of nests. And Hillel says you can. Right, Rashi, look at the Gemara. Rashi gave Michalon and Chalon the Mishnah. Boto shavach shavach atzmo. In that set of nests, shechein derech shavach liot bo mechitzot harbe. Lots of separate or little partitions in that big nest. Ken nechol zug, and like a separate partition for each little, for each couple. Zug vezug vechalon nechol ken veken, and a window for each of them. So you've got, imagine like a bunch. Imagine like 10 holes. Like all on a big platform, like in a big round circle, and you've got that, and another stand up there with another big round circle with a house set up with 10 holes, and you've got lots of pigeon groups there in all the different holes. So Beit Shammai says, within the nest itself, you can move from window to window, but you can't move it to the other nest. We'll see what that means in a moment. All right? The Gemara says as follows. Amar Rav Chanan Bar Ami. Rav Chanan Bar Ami says, Machloket B'shtar Rabbi. This machloket here between Hillel and Beit Shammai, right, is only in the Rishut HaRabim. Why in the Rishut HaRabim? Now, I'll be very honest with you. When it says Rishut HaRabim, I don't understand how it can be in Rishut HaRabim. I mean, if it's already doing Rishut HaRabim, unless maybe we're saying it's Yontif and therefore there's no issue of carrying on Yontif, there's no problem on Yontif, and it's yours, just it's out, or it means that it's in a public place where people can see you. I'm not 100% sure exactly what the Shurabim concept means over here. But he says in Shurabim, the Beit Shammai Savre, Haro'e, Omer, Latiach, Kago, Hu Tzarich. Because the guy seeing you is going to say, why are you taking this ladder? Look at Rashi. Shehu molicho, it sees him moving this ladder like from one set of nest to the other. Omer latiach ago tzarich vayhu osem lacha b'yom tov. See that, Rabbi? Not because of mukta, because he'll see you. It's almost like married eye. The guy will see you carrying this big ladder and think, ah, he's going to his roof now to go and patch up his roof for the rainy months. You know, that's coming rain now. He's going to go seal the roofs. And Rashi explains what this is. Look at Rashi. It's amazing. Latiach shayu tachin gago tehen betit. He says, in Eretz Yisrael, they used to seal their roofs with plaster, cement. If they weren't slanted. In Europe, because of the snow, they had slanted roofs. In Israel, never snowed. So we had flat roofs, right? El Asyun Kamin Tikrat Aliyah, it's like a flat roof, and they would use the top of the roof. Even the Sukkot were built on the top of the roofs. We saw that. And then they'd like form the plaster to come over, like the zephet or this bitumen to come over, so the water would run over like a free fall gutter. Okay, but they never had pitched roofs, so they would plaster. I would imagine, why is he carrying this big long ladder? It must be because he's going to fix up his roof. Right? Aval b'shtayachid. And therefore, he says, what are you talking about? The shovach, the nest, mochiach alav. What does it mean, Rashi? Shovcho shel sulam mochiach. Everybody knows this is a special ladder for a nest. Right? And therefore, shunikar shel shovach, everyone knows that. It's not a problem. So that's how Rav Hanan Bar Ami says, the Machlokes Beit Hillel Beit Hillel Beit Shammai is only in the public space. Beit Shammai is concerned married ayin. Hillel says, what are you talking about? Everyone knows it's a nest, it's a special ladder, and it's for the Shovach, and there's no problem whatsoever. Aval says Rav Hanan Bar Ami, Bereshut HaYachid, in a private place where no one can see it, right? Then Divrei HaKol Mutar. Even Beit Shammai would agree, it's Mutar, Waluk Rashi Sharei Ein Adam Ro'eho. People don't see you. So now we've got a distinction between where people can see you and where people can't see you. The one says, Aini, how can that be? Vaha, haven't we got Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav? That Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Rav. Kol makom she'asru chachami p'nei marit ayin. The other Greek uses marit ayin, right? Anywhere where chachami were gozer because of marit ayin. So afilu b'chadre charim asur makes no difference if it's private or public. If it's asru because of marit ayin, you can't even do it where there's no married eye. That's what Rav says. Now, Rashi attracts our attention to an interesting phenomenon. We used to, in the Gemara, if one Tana says something, we bring a bright to the steer between Tanai. It's very uncommon that an Amora says something, the Amora says, Aini, how can he say that? Vaha Amar, but didn't Rav say? Another Amora said. What's the difference? Hanan's an Amora and Rav's an Amora. So, right? Why say Rav said? And so what if Rav said? So he Rav said, if you bring me a brighter to show you me different and tell me there's a Tana that says something that contradicts Rav Hanan, that's the normal style of the Gemara. But to bring me Rav said, so Rashi is an amazing thing. Rashi says over here, the Kashya de Rav ad Rav Hanan. There's a sister here from Rav, a big Kashya on Rav Hanan. V'af al gav de Rav Amorehi. So he says Amorehu, him says the Rav's an Amorehu. So Makshimina, we still can say, Rav said. Now it's interesting that Rashi says that Rav is an Amora, because we know that there's a klal, Rav Tanu Palik, right? That Rav can argue with Tanai. So maybe Rav is coming here as a Tana. We want to say that you can't argue with Tanai. That's what Rashi says. Look what Rashi says. Why is when we say, Ha'ama Rav, that Rav said this? Bibnei she Rabban shel kol b'nei ha'gola haya bedoro. Rav was the gadol hador of all the B'nai HaGola in his generation, chutz mishmuel, other than Shmuel. So everybody else is a Talmud of Rav. Rav's the Rav. So therefore, if they said it, but Rav said the opposite, something's wrong over here. Rav was the one who was the gadol hador, and he passed the halacha everywhere. He taught them all. So how come they're saying something different? That's what Rashi says, is the Gemara's question over here. How could you say that? Look what Rav said. So anyhow, the Gemara says, no, not a big deal. Why? Not a big deal. Tanahi, actually a machloket tanaim. So it makes sense that there's a machloket amoraim because it's already a machloket tanaim. So this amora holds like him and this amora holds like him. And what's the look at Rashi says tanahi? Ike tane de kai kevate. Rav Hanan has got a tane who supports him. The tane quotes a bright over here. Tzigrom Mesechet Shabbos. Shotchan bechema avalo keneged ha'am. Remember that? Rashi says over here, what's going on? Over here, Misha Nashru Kadaba Dirk Beg Shem, you came walking in the rain, your clothes got full of water, you got all wet. So then, Shotchan Bechama Behein Nogvin Me'alein, you can lay out your clothes in the sun to dry. However, you shouldn't lay them out where people can see them. Avalo Kedegaram, look at Rashi, Shelo Yomru Kaf Samash, people shouldn't think, ah, he washed his clothes on Shabbos. I'm immediately Mishumet Ayin, Mutar Makom Tzanua. So we got Tanakamiya says that even though things which you shouldn't do in public, you can do in private. And didn't Rav say a second ago that Koma Komsh Ashur Khami Bamber Aida Filibakhanu Kharibasur will be Asur? So we see here Tanakama says no. The Gemara just closes over Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Oshin. So we see how we could easily say Rav and Rav holds like Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Rav Hanan holds like Tanakama. Okay, that is the one version of this machloket. There's another version, a Yesh Omri, that Amar Rav Hanan Bar Ami. Rav Hanan Bar Ami didn't say Machlok Rishta Rabim. He says Machlok Rishta Yachid. The Machlok Rishta Hillel Beit Shammai is in a Rishta Yachid, where Beit Shammai says you can't and Rav Hillel says you can. The Beit Shammai Itlehu the Rav Yud Amar Rav. Beit Shammai has hold to this opinion. Not like Beit Shammai agrees with Rav, because Rav came long after Beit Shammai. But in other words, Beit Shammai subscribes to this way of thinking, to this limud, that what Rav said, that even Rishta Yachid, with things that are Asur Rishta Rav, you can't use Rishta Yachid. Uba Hillel, late Tehu the Rav Yud Amar Rav. Hillel says no. Right? There's a bit of a problem over here. Rishta Rabbi, Rav called Asur. However, in Rishta Rabbi, everyone says no, and therefore the machlok, it's only in Rishta Yachid. But the Gemara's got a big difficulty with this. What are you telling me? Leima, says the Gemara, Rav, the Amar Kebet Shammai. Because it turns out over here now, that in the machloket here in Rishuta Yachid, Beit Hillel is saying, no problem, go ahead. And Beit Shammai is saying, it's Asur. Because it's Xaira, whatever happens in public, can't do in private. And Rav is being machbir like Beit Shammai, Rishuta Yachid. What about the halacha to Kebet Hillel? Why would Rav pass the halacha like Beit Shammai? So it's difficulty. That's the Gemara's question. You tell me that Lama Rav, the Amar Kebet Shammai. Look at Rashi. Leima Rav Damer Kebet Shammai and Rav Hanan Kepar. Kashas on Rav Hanan, right? Okay, but Hillel Berishtai Rabim as Shom Shayachid Sharu. Because according to Rav Hanan, now what's he telling us? Rashi is saying interesting thing there. With the Kabbalah, Leima Rav Damer Kebet Shammai, it doesn't make sense that this is what Rav Hanan said. Because if Rav Hanan says that the Machloket is in Rishta Yachid, not Rabim, it turns out that Rav is going with Beit Shammai. That's how Rashi phrases the question. That's the Gemara's question. How can this Ikad Amri be right? Because then it turns out that the outcome is that Rav is like Beit Shammai. Right? So he says, Imkain le Rav Hanan, Rav da Amar Koma Kom Shashru, da Amar Kebet Shammai, Bitmiya? It's a question. What, Rav going to abandon the din of Beit Hillel and Paskinak Beit Shammai? V'ar korchach, says Rashi, you have to say, le Beit Hillel afilu b'shtar Rabbi mutar. If Beit Hillel said it's mutar shtar yachid, right? So it's certainly mutar shtar Rabbi, why? Mishum d'shof chumuchiach alav. Because in the shtar yachid, people can't see you, shtar Rabbi, one can see that the letters from the shovach, so there's a greater reason to be matir shtar Rabbi. The ib shtar Rabbi asur, Shayachid Shari, Lohave Amarav, Lahashmaita. He says, because if it was in Ushtarabim Asur, and only Asur in Shayachid, then Rav would have accepted what Rav says, because Rav says everything that's Asur in Ushtarabim is Asur in Shayachid. Right? So it's partially Rav is saying that it's Asur Shayachid, and Asur in Shayachid, and Hillel over here would certainly say that it's Asur in Mutar in Shayachid, because Mochiach, the Shavach is Mochiach. So the Gemara says, no. Tanai, this is the Machlok Tanaim. Tetanya Shotchan Chavechama. So look, negate Arab, Rabbi Shimon Ostrin. That's where they quote this writer. It's Machlok Tanaim. Look at Rashi Klomar, Amalach Rav. How would Rav Hanan defend himself from this attack? Because remember, the Kasha was Rav Hanan. How can you say that this is the Machloket? Because it turns out then that Rav is going like Beit Shammai. So Rav Hanan would say like this, Vadai, Rav Sabar de Behidal Afilu Besh Rav Sharu. Upligialai says, no, Behidal would agree. Then Shur Rabim is Mutar. And he argues with me. Va'anet Amre Kiyah Tana. The Amre Shotchan Bechema. The late day of the Rav. Ma Tana doesn't hold like Rav. Va'hu Tana Moki Behidah Kevatei. The Lo Yitiru Elim Shle Yachid. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Desvi like Rav. Moki Behidah. And Ma Tana the Tana Kama. Right? What did Tana Kama say? Tana Kama said you can lay this stuff out in private. He doesn't hold like Rav. He didn't agree that what Asur in public is Asur also in private. He says, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, they hold like Rav. Mokme, right? Because they say it's asur even in private. Shiryut de behidal de matnitin afilu brushta rabim. The kasar veishov chumochiach alav. Because they say behidal would agree in private, but not in public. In public, so not in private. Ube shimar leit lehu b'shov chumochiach alav. The Shammai says even asur in public. Why? Because he doesn't hold to this idea of shovach mochiach. The fact that it's a nest, they will prove it. For asher afilu b'chadre chadarim, and therefore it's even in private. So basically, Rav Chanan says no. There's a Melchik Tanaim over here, and I hold that Tanakam doesn't hold that Grav, and Beit Hillel would hold, basically, in the end it turns out that Beit Hillel, there's a Machloket in Beit Hillel, not in Rav. Rav Tanakam would say, it was Rav who hold like Rav Shimon and Rabbi Elazar, they would hold like Beit Hillel. They would say that the Machloket is within God's Beit Hillel. Tanakam says no, and Rav and Rabbi Shimon says yes, and therefore Rav hasn't abandoned, it's not going like Beit Shammai, Rav is actually going like Beit Hillel, so he could survive that story. So the Gemara says like this. This machloket of Beit Hillel Shammai, the Gemara says that matninin loka hai tanya. It's clear that our Mishnah, where we said there, Beit Hillel Shammai, is not like this Tana. What's this Tana say? I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Let's go through this one more time. So here we've got over here the Ikid Amri, right? That Amri of Chanan, he says the machloket in Mishnah Yachid. That Beit Shammai agrees with Rav, right? And therefore he says Asur, Amarav. And Beit Hillel doesn't have Rav Yud Amarav in Rishut HaYachid. So therefore he will say that Beit Hillel is Matir in Rishut HaYachid. Rishut HaRabim, everyone says in Rishut HaRabim is Asur. So it turns out over here that Rav, who quoted the Alocha, that whatever is Asur in Rishut HaRabim is Asur in Rishut HaYachid, Beit Hillel doesn't seem to agree, because Beit Hillel is saying that Rishut HaYachid, you can use this letter. So the Gemara said, "What Leimer Rav the Amrak Beit Shammai? Are you telling me that Rav holds like Beit Shammai? Because it turns out that Rav is being machmir, and Rav says in the Beshut Hayachid you can't use the ladder, and Beit Hillel says you can. Right? So see that, and why would Rav abandon Beit Hillel? Right? So the Gemara says, no. Tanai, it's actually a machloket Tanaim. What's the Machdetanya Shotchan Bechama Avalokere Gedam? Tanakam says you can do it in private, not in public. So he doesn't hold like Rav." And Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Osri, and they say, you can't do it in private. They do hold like Rav. Okay, so look at Rashi explains. Rashi's like, what's the Tanakh? Klomar, Amalach Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan would say like this, Vadai, it's certain that Rav Savar Debet Hillel, Afilush Rabbi Sharu, Upligi Allah. He says, no, Rav is Cholek on me. Rav Chanan agrees that the way that Rav would interpret by Hillel, where he said over here that Rav Chanan said, in Shur Rabbi, everybody says Asur, he says, no. Even Beit Hillel would agree in public that it's also mutar. Okay, and that's the difference. When Beit Rav Chanan said over here, Ikad Amri, Rav Chanan, Machlokim Shnei Yachid, to Beit Shammai Itlel Rav Yehuda, Beit Hillel Itlel Rav Yehuda, Abba B'Shur Rabim Dibra Kol Asur, he says no. Rav would agree that Beit Hillel, the Machlok is in Beit Hillel, in Beit Shur Rabim and Shnei Yachid. Beit Hillel says mutar Shnei Rabim and mutar Shnei Yachid. And Beit Shammai says Asur Rishut HaRabim and Asur Rishut HaYachid. So that's the crux of here already. Because Beit Hillel says, was it Mutar Rishut HaRabim? Because the Shovach Mochiach, everyone can see it's a nest, no one's going to think that you're doing your roof. But Beit Shammai says, no, the public, the fact that you can see doesn't apply at all, doesn't help. It's still Asur full stop. So really, it's not that Beit Hillel is that Rav is going like Beit Shammai. According to this explanation, Rabbi Chanan are arguing about what the machloket is. And therefore, it turns out Beit Shammai says, Asur, Rishut HaRabim, and Rishut HaYachid. And Beit Hillel says, Butar, Rishut HaRabim, and Rishut HaYachid. So Beit Shammai, if Beit Hillel says, Butar, Rishut HaRabim, and Rishut HaYachid, it's not relevant to Rav this Chumre at all, because Rav said, what's Asur in Rishut HaRabim, you can't do Rishut HaYachid. But if it's Butar in Rishut HaRabim, it doesn't apply in Rishut HaYachid. That's really the argument of here. It's a question in how to understand the machloket. So that's what Rav Chanan said. No, Rav and I disagreed how to understand the machloket. And therefore, it's not that Rav has abandoned Beit Shammai. Rav is just saying that the machloket is also in Shnei Rabim, and Beit Hillel says mutar Shnei Rabim and mutar Shnei Yachid. And therefore, what Rav said in a different halacha where it would have been Asur in Shnei Rabim, it's Asur in Shnei Yachid, not relevant over here, because he has mutar in Shnei Rabim as well. Okay. What's like this? Madnitin Loki Haitana. Our Mishnah is not like this Tana. What the Tana? There's a Tana that says the Tanya. Amar Rabbi Shimon Lazar Modim Beit Shammai Hillel Shemolichin Asulam Mishovach Veshovach. He says that the machloket is not at all about moving a letter from one shovach to another shovach. But Shammai says asur, but Hillel says mutar. What's the machloket? The machloket is lo nechlu ele lahachzir. It's both Rabbi Beit Shammai and Hillel agree you can move the letter from one nest to the other nest, just you can't bring it back. That's the machloket. Beit Shammai says that you, once you move it to there, called Simchat Yontov, go take your bird and go shech it, have a nice meal. So you can't move it back to where it was. That's the problem. But Hillel says you either move it back. Okay, so it's a difference. In other words, that's what the Mishnah, the Gemara says. That our Mishnah like this time. This time it says different altogether. This time it says that the machloket is not about taking, it's about bringing it back. Okay? Va'ama, and on that brighter, the brighter character says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Bamed Remuri, we're talking about, B'sulam Shel Shovach. That's only about a Sulam Shel Shovach, that there's such a machloket. Aval B'sulam Shel Aliyah. But when it comes to a regular, like a roof ladder, right, which you'd use to go up on the second story, and I suppose the Shovach ladder is specific, it's quite unique, and maybe it's got the hooks on it that clips onto the nest or whatever, or maybe it's narrower, or the rungs are higher, I don't know whatever it is, but there's such a thing as called the Sulam Shel Shovach, and then there's just a regular ladder. So he says, Avi Rabbi Yehuda, that on the Sulam Shel Shovach, there's a machloket, and Behilel said, this makil, he says, you can't put it back. But when it comes to a Sulam Shel Aliyah, a regular Sulam, Divrei HaKol Asu, look at Rashi, Vashel Aliyah Asu, Dahahu Vare Amre, Latiach HaGolcha. People will definitely say, ah, that ladder, if you're using that ladder, then you're definitely going to go start fixing your roof. So there, even Behilel will be Machmir. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Right now, you see, the Gemara is going to start asking kashas later on, which are going to come out of this bright. Let's just get it right. Kuntan and Kama, Machloke Behilel Beit Shammai is about bringing the ladder back. Rabbi Yehuda says that machloket is only if the ladder is a shovach ladder. If it's a regular ladder, then even Hillel will say you can't bring it back. Okay? And the brother carries on. Rabbi Dosa Omer, Mateo Michalon Nechalon. Rabbi Dosa said you can move it from one ladder, from one window to the next. Okay? We'll see what that means in a moment. And Achaim Omrim, Achaim non Rabbi Meir, Achaim Omrim, Mishum Rabbi Dosa, right? Af Medadadin bo. What is Medad Adin bo? Look at Rashi. Ima chalon rachok v'en rosh ha-sulam magia sham. So let's say that the ladder is standing like this. Okay, and if you go like this, look at me. If you tilt the ladder over so it won't reach that window, you can move the ladder to here. Okay, you can Medad Adin, I think, like, look at Rashi, says over here. V'en rosh ha-sulam magia sham. Ba'ataya, ba'slanting, by leaning it on. Medad Adin raglav shel sulam atmat. You can like slowly move the ladder to it. So at the moment, the understanding is that what the simple pshat is, you can take the ladder like this and move it there, move it there, move it there, move it there, without moving the ladder. But says Avia, Achel Mishem Rav Dosa, and if it, like this in one reach, you can also move it a little bit closer. That's also all right. You're having the story. B'nai Rabbi Chia. Right, we learned this. Remember, this is a Gemara at the end of Nida. Not the end of Nida, actually. In the middle of Nida, I think. Where was it? Nida Kaftala. Yeah. The beginning of Nida. Not even in the middle of Nida. The beginning of Nida. B'nai Rabbi Chia nafuk lekiryata. So B'nai Rabbi Chia, it seems like Rabbi Chia had a lot of properties and his children all went out to the different places. Rashi says, lakfarim lirot saloten. To go to different villages, check out on their fields. Ki atu, when they came back to Rabbi Chia, to their father, Sa'amar Lehi said to them, Avuan, his father said to them, nu, klu mase bali dechem. Nobody asked you a shayla. Boys, nothing interesting, no interesting shayla to tell me that might happen that somebody asked you a shayla. I suppose they were workers, but field owners. They also were big time chachamim. People asked them shaylas. Amru lo, they said, yes, we actually had a question. Sulam bali adenu. There was a kasha on a sulam. Look at Rashi says, olechet sulam shtalia l'shovach. They asked us a question, dafki in this sugya. Can you move a ladder to a shovach, to a nest or not? We hit chenuhu and we said, no problem, mutar. Right? So Amar Lahem, so Rabbi Chia was a little bit excited. He says, "Tzu v'shru mashi tartim. Go back right now and tell this guy what you told him with mutar is asu." Okay, we haven't really got the true full picture of what the shayla was all about. So Gemara explains, "Inu savur they the boys. What was their understanding? Mida kamar Rabbi Yehuda b'sulam shlali alo pligi. Look in the second part of the brighter here." Five lines on the Amud. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. But I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that a Sulam Shel Aliyah, everyone says Asur. So what went on over here? They thought, Minakamar Rabbi Yehuda Besulam Shlalia Lo Pligi. He said over here, when it comes to a Sulam Shlalia, Divrei HaKol Asur, everybody says it's Asur, and no one argues about a regular ladder. Michlal, the Tanakama Sabar Pligi. There, the fact that Rabbi Yehuda said with an Aliyah that Divrei HaKol Asur, Tanakama who said, Lo nech lahachzir. Right? Shabbat Shalom and Machzir, he don't machzirin. So they understood that Tanakama is pligi. Look at Rashi. Savar, Michal Tanakama Savar, Beshel Aliyah pligi bechazara, Umodim beholacha. That machloket there, when Tanakama said over there, right? That the machloket there is whether you can or you can't machzir. But see, everybody, Michal Danakama Sabar Pligi, hold on 1 second, Michal Danakama Sabar, Bashil Aliyah Pligi, that the whole machloket over here is a sulam of Aliyah. Because Rabbi Yehuda said, "By medrim umurim, b'sulam shel shovach, about b'sulam shel aliyah, everyone says asur." Because by Hillel, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Sulam shel shovach, about sulam shel aliyah, adriya kol asur." So he understood that it was only on a sulam shel aliyah, but on a sulam shel holach of a shovach, it would be mutar, right? So therefore, they thought a shovach shel shovach would be okay. And he says it's not the case. Even a shovach on a shlam shel shovach, they also wouldn't agree. So Gemara says like a Rabbi Yehuda, tamei the Tanakama kemefaresh. He says Rabbi Yehuda wasn't arguing. Rabbi Yehuda was just explaining the reason of Tanakama. Look at Rashi Tanakama mefaresh ubeshel aliyah like leman hashari. When it comes to a regular sum aliyah, no one disagreed. So he says mimai. Because the bride says over here, Modim b'shavu hilal she molichin dasulam mishovach leshovach, one to the other. V'yi sakadatach b'sulam shel aliyah pligi. If you thought it was a sulam shel aliyah and not a sulam, a special sulam of the sulam of a shovach of a nest was always around the nests. So what do you do? You move from one nest to the other. If you thought that we're discussing here a sulam of an aliyah, a regular house ladder, hay molichin et asulam. Mishovach leshovach shouldn't be from shovach to shovach. It should say molichin asulam leshovach mibaylei. You're allowed to take that ladder from somewhere else and bring it to the shovach, and then we'll be speaking about a sulam of an aliyah. But the fact that we're saying from shovach to shovach, we're talking about the sulam that's there already. And what sulam is there already is a sulam of shovach. So therefore, when it comes to sulam, so they thought that the machloket was with regards to aliyah, but with regards to a regular sulam, it would be okay. A sulam of shovach would be okay. Rabbi Chia says no. The whole discussion he has around the sulam of shovach, and that's the machloket, and that's when the question that they got wasn't about a sulam shel shovach. The question asked to them was about a shovach of aliyah, and they thought that within the shovach of aliyah there was a machloket, and their father says no. Everybody agrees shovach shel aliyah is asur. Only the question that the Machlok Yehuda Ben Shammai said, you can molich, is a sulam of a shovach, not a sulam of an aliyah, because it would have said, bring the shovach, a ladder of the shovach, and not a ladder of an aliyah. So we're going to say, elav hachi kamar, right? Shel shovach in, shel aliyah lo. Okay, so that's the pshat of Rabbi Chizk. Moshe's new v'idach, the boys, what made them say what they said? Mi ketani sulam shel shovach? Mishovach leshovach ketani. They said, it doesn't say in the Mishnah here, in this brighter, modim b'shavu hilal shemolichin asulam mishovach leshovach. It doesn't say sulam shel shovach. It says mishovach leshovach ketani. Va'afilu lekama shovachim. And even to a couple of shovachim, that's what it's telling you over here. Ketani, they're saying, why? Where do you learn that sulam shel shovach? Then have a mashma to be shel shovach kayav specific. It just said, Mishovach Leshovach Ketani. Ulo Alam Baal Shem. It's Pasha to them. He's speaking about a regular ladder. V'rabut Hashminan, the Yolichenu Me'aliyah, Leshovach Rishon. And it's just coming to say, first bring it from Shovach Shovach. Pasha, you're going to bring it first from the Aliyah, from the roof, and then to the Shovach. U'mimenu Lekama Shovachin. Okay? So they had their understanding. They thought that it's clear that this whole sugya here is not discussing a special ladder of Shovach. It's discussing a ladder of Aliyah. Rabbi Chiya, to him it was Pashut, that we're speaking only about a ladder of a Shovach, not a regular ladder of Aliyah. And it was clear to him that a regular ladder of Aliyah is clear that it's mukt, it will be made ayin. If people see you move these things around, that's why he was very upset to go and Ikad Amis. Where is the second? Rabbi Chiya surely understood that the machloket was with a sulam of an Aliyah that you could take, you couldn't put back. But a sulam of a shovach, you could take, you do whatever you wanted with it. Right? And they said over there that, and that was Rabbi Yehuda. That's what he says, that b'shel aliyah the machloket. And therefore, according to Tanakama would say, Rabbi Yehuda saying there's a machloket, Tanakama says isn't a machloket. Right? And you could even take it. An aliyah. And this was an aliyah that they saw. So they thought that Tanakama hasn't got a problem with aliyah. Tanakama got a problem with one second. They understood like this. So yeah, that when Tanakama said that there's no machloket, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says, I made remember b'sulam shel shovach. B'sulam shel aliyah, everyone says asur. So they understood that it's only Rabbi Yehuda who says everybody says that aliyah is asur. And Tanakama says, no, there's a machloket aliyah as well. Because he doesn't make a distinction between Aliyah and Shovach Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda makes the distinction between Shovach and Aliyah, between two types of ladders. Tanakama, no, it's the same machloket. Therefore, when Hillel says that you can put back the ladder, he says you can put back the ladder an Aliyah or a Shovach. It's Rabbi Yehuda who says that it's only with regard to a Shovach that Behillel's may kill. With an Aliyah, Behillel would be Asu, would be Machmir. And they thought that Paschal Tanakama. And therefore, they said that even an Aliyah ladder you can put back according to the halachot like Behillel. Yeah, that's what's going on over here. Where Rabbi Chiya thought no, Rabbi Chiya said that the machloket's only with regards to shovach ladder, and therefore an aliyah ladder you can't use at all, like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Chiya understood that everybody agreed with Rabbi Yehuda, and they understood that Rabbi Yehuda says it, but Tanakama doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. It's a machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakama, and Tanakama says even an aliyah ladder you can put back. And therefore, the guy that asked him the question seems to ask him about an aliyah ladder, a regular ladder. He said, you can use it, you can put that back as well. You can use it and put it back. And Rabbi Chiya said, no. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda's sons. Rabbi Yehuda's not coming to explain Tanakama. He's coming to argue on Tanakama. Tanakama says it makes no difference what ladder. Beit Shammai says that you can take it. He says you can take it. Beit Shammai says you can't put it back. He says you can put it back. Both the Shovach and the aliyah ladder. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. What's the machloket? The machloket is only on a shovach ladder. When it comes to a regular ladder, everybody says that it's asur. So that's why it says over there that Rabbi Yehuda says he's explaining it, and the sons understood that it was a machloket. Okay? That's around it. The Gemara says, now, Ikad Amri. There's another version here of the story. Amrulo hitui sulam shlaliyah bal yadainu bitrinu. Not that a person asked about a ladder, but yeah, he said, if he's got a sulam of aliyah, this is clearly not a shovach sulam, right? A regular sulam. And what was the question? The question was, can we move it now, just like lean it from one nest to the other, like this, not move it around, just hitui, slant it over. Right? Look at Rashi. V'holichu l'shovach mib'od yom. They put it at every yontem at the shovach. V'achshav ba'le hatoto michalon lechalon. It's at the shovach. Now we've just got to basically go from window to window, right? So this is much clearer now that you aren't carrying the ladder. So no one's going to think you're now taking the ladder to go to your roof. Everyone can see that your ladder's basically just moving around from nest to nest. So maybe there's not a problem over here, right? And they said, no problem. Hitrenu. So Amar Lehem, El Nesh Avchir said to them, Tzu v'asru mashi tatim. Go back down, says Asru. So now what's the question? So Gemara said like this, Inu, the children, Savur, my dekasa Tanakama Keshari Rabbi Dosa. Tanakama said, look at Tanakama via Shumulikina Sunam Shodok Elahsi. Right? And what did Rabbi Dosa say? Avaba Sunam Shlayakas. Rabbi Dosa Mer Mateu Michalon Lechalon. Right? That Inu Savar, my dekasa Tanakama Keshari Rabbi Dosa. They thought that the reason that Rabbi Dosa was saying Mateu Michalon Lechalon is because the Tanakama was saying you can't do Mateu Michalon Lechalon. And Rabbi Dosa was cholek on Tanakama and said, you know what, you can do Mateu Michalon. Even the Tanakama didn't say you can't. It's understood in here that Rabbi Tanakama said Asur, and Rabbi Dosa said Mutar. And Rabbi Chiya is saying, Velo Kamiya is a little different to what I'm not looking at. Rashi says, not the Tanakama at the beginning of the Mishnah, but Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda is the Tanakama at Rabbi Dosi, because he cannot afford Rabbi Dosi. Rabbi Yehuda said, Bamed Ramurim Besulam Shel Shovach, Besulam Shel Aliyah, Divra Kol Asur. No one can touch an Aliyah, a Sulam of Aliyah. And then came Rabbi Dosa and said, you can actually move from one window to the other. So not completely Asur, just you can't move from Shovach to Shovach, you can from window to window. That's what he understood. Look at Rashi here. He tells Vaholichul Shovach Bodyom Madakasar Tanakama Di Rabbi Dosa to who Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Besulam Shel Aliyah Asur Holich. You can't take a regular ladder and move it. Keshar Rabbi Dosa Mihala Hatot. Rabbi Yehuda said Muta, but only just to lean it. Veloi, and there Rabbi Chiya says that's not the case. Maida Keshari Tanakama Kaasar Rabbi Dosa. Look at Rashi Avia. Veloi Madak Ashari Tanakama Tan Shel Shovach Leholich. It was there, the Tanakama, not Rabbi Yehuda, the real Tanakama, that said, I'm sure, Lazar. That's right. And he says, no, you can't molich. The most you can do is just to lean it. He's more machmir. Our sons thought that he was being makil on the Rabbi Yehuda with regards to Naliyah. And it turns out he's actually being more machmir on Tanakama. Tanakama says, Bet Shammai say molich, no, I promise you can't machzir. But also, you can't molich. The most you can do is just to lean. And therefore, when they understood Rav Dosa was saying that you can lean it, that he's being made to Rabbi Yehuda on an Aliyah ladder, they got it wrong. Rabbi Yehuda was talking about the original Machloket one up with regards to Tanakama. That's Shari Rav Dosa Velo. Okay, that's now Rashi's on that. It's like this. I said, "By Shammai, I'm only chin in Asulam. Moshe, you can't move from one to other. Mavam, I tell Michal, you can't move from window to window." And Mehilal says, "Mutar even to Molich." So Gemara says like this. So what do we see over here? The regards to Simchat Yom Tov, Beit Shammai is machmir. Why? Beit Shammai says you can't move it from one shovach to other. Now, what if you haven't got birds in that one, or you want birds in that one, and now you're going to go and shecht some pigeons for lunch? Beit Shammai says you can't move it from one to the other. So he seems to be more machmir than Beit Hillel. But I mean, isn't that a bit of a stira? Rob, where's the stira? If you look at our Mishnah, the very first Hashochet Chayvot B'Yom Tov, that was one of the machlokas we had in the very first Mishnah on Daf Bet, remember? We had three cases where Beit Shammai was more makil than Beit Shammai. And the Mishnah says there, Beit Shammai omim yachfor b'dek v'chasel. Omim ein lo yishchot, ilim kar yalo efer mukhamin b'odyom. There, Beit Shammai said, no problem, dig. Beit Shammai said, you can shecht the animal and dig and cover the blood. Why? Because it's Simchat Yom Tov. And he was one who said it was machbi, you can do it if the spades already prepared Erev Yom Tov. So yeah, it seems all around. Look at this. Rabbi Yochanan mukhlev v'ashitas. Yochanan says, change the shitas around. Yochanan's answer is change the shittas. Look at Rashi, Mukhlef al Hashita. Kan Huchlefa Shtatan Vetzurich Lafochtim. Rashi says, Rabbi Yochanan talk about over here, that in this Mishnah you must change Beit Shammai Behilal around. Right? To make Beit Shammai the maker, Behilal the machmir. There's a machloket, by the way, in the Rashis, if it's right, if it's here or in Daf Bet, in that Mishnah over there. But let's leave it like that. So Gemara says, Mimai. Why do you say that? Right? Rashi adds in here, we might the mukhlefet. How do you know? Why change it around? Deal ma'ad ka lokam Beit Shammai hatam elechad ike dakanuts. Aber elechad elechad dakanuts lo. Maybe Beit Shammai was only happy to let you be making over there if you already had the spade dug in the ground. Look at Rashi, ike tzad remez chafira. Right? There you could only do it. He would only let you do it where the spade was already in. Where there wasn't a spade, he wouldn't let you do it. Right, and the same thing over here. There, why wouldn't you do it? Because you might think that you're going to start digging around. It's not right. So yeah, if the net is in the right place, he wouldn't let you do it either. Vinami also ad kan look Rabbi Hillel hacha ed shofchu mochiach alav, and even Rabbi Hillel over here. Who there Hillel was machmir, here he said Hillel is makil. Even Hillel over here is only agreeing. Why? Because shofchu mochiach alav. Because it's clear to the whole world that the nest is a bird's nest, and the ladder is a shovach ladder, and therefore everyone knows you're not using it for anything else. Aval hatam lo, but there's not so clear. There, but Hillel wasn't so certain because you never had sand, you never had a spade, you never had anything prepared, and now you've got to start digging, etc. So the Gemara says, no, not so pashut with Rabbi Yochanan, you just turn the shittas around. We can explain Beit Shammai over there and yeah, why there's no stira. There Beit Shammai was making because the sand was prepared, you had a spade dug. Here, you haven't got a spade dug. But the fact that the lad isn't there is the equivalent of having a spade dug. And Hillel as well. Hillel was machmir because it wasn't clear what you were doing. You have a spade and everything wasn't ready. But here it's clear that it's a bird's nest. So here, but Hillel's got more right. It's not that the one is more makil on Yontif not. The circumstances that come to play over here. Right, it was Eli Kashi. If you got a Kashi on the two on the Mishnahs, Ha Kashi. This is the Kashi. Look at Rashi. Eli Kashi. Madid and Adade. The two Mishnahs that are there where Hillel was machmir him in the Meikil. Should Shach Yochan Lachin Shnatov Shich Lafochti Vehem. This is the Kashi. This is what your question should be. Look at Rashi. Zoa Khalifa. Right, Beit Shama Omrim. We'll see this daf. We'll see tomorrow's daf. By the way, this is your ask us your question on what's coming up. Now we've already seen. We've already seen we can answer. And what's coming? Beit Shammai lo yitol ele imken naanea mi ba'od yom. But we'll see in tomorrow's daf. Beit Shammai said you can only take the egg. Right? Look, Rashi lo yitol mina gozorop yom. If you can't take eggs from a chicken on yontif, ele imken naanea mi ba'od yom, or the bird itself. If unless you actually took it and you held it before yontif, you shook it. Right? Velo sagi ba'chana b'dirom. They're not so good enough to, with words. I want that egg or that chicken. Because why? Because tomorrow you might actually have rachmonis and not take the bird, and therefore you didn't do anything. So unless you actually, and therefore your dibur didn't count. Who or no? Or med vomer zevaz ani notel. But he doesn't see no problem. You can just take it. So we see behils more make you. Al megabesim chad yom to beicham nochum behil lekula. There's a question. So now we see over here the regards to yontif. Beit Hillel is Mekil, Beit Shammai is Machmir, and that's a Kasha now on Daf Bet. Not from here. He has either to explain the difference, but why? Beit Shammai is saying you've got to first shake the egg, and then Beit Shammai said that you can just go ahead and you can eat the egg, it'll be Yom Tov. And there, Raminu, Hashochet Chayvo for Yom Tov, got a Kasha, right? Hashochet Chayvo for Yom Tov. You shecht an animal or a wild animal or a bird on Yom Tov, right? Raminu Hashochet Chayvo Yom Tov. I mean, let's get him tomorrow.